Well, the 2025 Killarney Historic Rally has come to a close in the Kingdom, and the honours are heading back to Donegal after the most dramatic of finishes in Killarney, with Donnichelly and Rory Kennedy making it two in a row in the Killarney Historic Rally. And again, honours heading back up to the northwest of the country last night in what was a hugely dramatic conclusion to this year's edition of the Historic Rally. Well, Chris Meek, the guest driver, the five-time World Rally Championship rally winner, was leading the crews for the majority of the day alongside his Killarney co-driver, Noel O'Sullivan. But issues on Stage 8, the first run down Mall's Gap yesterday evening in the daylight, led to a cylinder blowing in his BMW engine. And by the time he drove back around to Kinmare and into service, it was discovered that the car could go no further. And that was to be the end of Chris Meek and Noel O'Sullivan's journey in the 2025 Historic Rally, one stage from the end, having led all day. And they really did set the pace from the very start up Mall's Gap and throughout the six stages down in around Kinmare. Chris Meek and Noel O'Sullivan had the pace, but unfortunately the first run down Mall's Gap a bit hard for them, and their rally came to a close. So Donnichelly, led from John O'Donnell and Rob Duggan, heading into the final stage of the night last night. That was a run down Mall's Gap in the total darkness, and again we were treated to an absolutely fantastic finish coming down the gap. Donnichelly caught by Rob Duggan on the stage towards the end. He was watching his rearview mirror. He dropped some 14 seconds to John O'Donnell to win the rally in the end by just 1.5 seconds, Donnichelly. So it really came down to the wire, and the last couple of bends, Donnichelly kept his BMW M3 in the middle of the road to get that one home ahead of a fellow Donegal man, John O'Donnell and Paddy Robinson. Of course, they hold the title of the 2025 Irish Tarmac Historic Rally Championship. Champions. Of course, the first round of the 2026 season is, of course, the Killarney Historic Rally. So they've scored their full points for the year ahead. Well, Rob Duggan didn't leave it, have them all their own way, and he clawed back some huge time through Mall's Gap in the end as well, and only finished 5.2 seconds off the lead, 3.7 behind Donnichelly. And again, a huge time put in, something like 25 seconds Rob Duggan took out of Donnichelly down the gap. And again, he caught him towards the end of the stage. Just goes to show the pace that the Killarney pairing of Rob Duggan and Ger Conway had coming down Mall's Gap, and it's one on board that we're looking forward to seeing most definitely. Conor Shanahan and Andy Hayes, they finished fourth, a minute and 25 behind Rob Duggan in the end. A huge, fantastic day out for Conor Shanahan, who's been dipping his toe into the rallying circles over the last number of years. Of course, he is the European Drift Masters champion, and he did very well to finish fourth overall in his Sarks and his best finish to date. Fergus O'Mara and Brian Duggan, they were fifth, with Stephen Graney and Jonathan Folan in the beautiful Corolla WRC in sixth. John Bonner came home in seventh, with Michael McDade finishing out the rally in eighth. Neil Williams was ninth, and Tommy McDonough finished the rally out in the end of the top 10 there. Patrick Snyers from Belgium just missing out on his first trip to Killarney as well. The Belgian rally champion really enjoyed it and said he'd be back next year. A couple of mentions on the last stage. We lost Ray Breen to a mechanical issue just before he came through Mall's Gap. So unfortunately for him, he drops out of the running there. And Adam Ring, of course, the Killarney man alongside Adrian Deasy, he finished up on Mall's Gap, didn't make it to the end unfortunately after a good run all day in his new Subaru Impreza. Well, it was better news for the Killarney pairing of Colin and Kieran O'Donoghue. They took modified honours by a huge margin in the end, and again a real full tilt down Mall's Gap by Colin on the final stage over the night, even though he did say he isn't a fan of the night stages. He won by a minute and a half, nearly 1 minute 29.4 from Chris Armstrong and Connor Smith. Gary McPhillips, he came home in third, with Michael Cahill in fourth. John Michael Kennedy was just behind him, 3.5 seconds behind Michael Cahill in fifth. Tim Flood from County Cavan was sixth, with Leonard Downey in seventh. Billy Nolan was eighth in the Corolla Twin Cam, while ninth went to Gordon Morrison, and tenth there was James Bradley in in the Mark II Escort. So it was a fantastic scene in Killarney last night as they came in to the finish ramp alongside, of course, the Christmas in Killarney parade. A special one for Rory Kennedy, because 35 years ago, to around about this week, he won his first Irish tarmac event down here in Killarney alongside Bertie Fisher, of course, and also in a BMW M3. So a nice way to mark his 35th year since that anniversary of that win. And of course, he's made it 8 wins in Killarney between the Rally of the Lakes, or the Summer Rally, and the Historic Rally. So well done to Donna Kelly and Rory Kennedy, the winners of the 2025 Killarney Historic Rally.